Okay, let's, once again, we're going to have to do without Sabbath Joshua's Sabbath Hevah Commissioner. Happy Rosh Chodesh Nisan to all. We're holding on Daf Kof on the days at the bottom of the Mishnah. Eim askirim lahem batim be'eretz Yisrael, ve'im tzarich lomar sadot. We saw yesterday, we have an issue of lo sechanim, which means that you have to be careful not to sell something that's mechubel karka, gives them an achiza b'karka, donovit v'chov, an achiza b'karka in Eretz Yisrael. Here the Mishnah continues on to say that you're not even allowed to rent them a home in Eretz Yisrael. And this is a gezeira, apparently because of mechira. And in Tzarich Lomar, when it comes to Sadot, where we have another issue, in Sadot where also when a goy buys a sod in Eretz Yisrael, he takes away its fee of a Trumas HaMaisers. And that's being Mafkia, Trumas HaMaisers in Eretz Yisrael. Not for sure, we would want to make sure that we wouldn't do. Ubisuria. Rental, yeah. Ubisuria. Surya is Aram Tzova. And the din of Surya is that it was given many dinim of Eretz Yisrael, but not the same chumra of Eretz Yisrael. The reason being, actually it's a machlokas, we're showing him exactly how to understand, but the reason being is the Gemara calls it a kibush yachid. And kibush yachid, some learn kibush yachid, Rashi learns over here it's kibush yachid because it was without shishim libo. Others learn it, or bring that Rashi also, he doesn't say it here, but that Rashi also mentions that it was Shiloh Al-Piur and Vitumim. We know that the general derech of Yitzhiel and Mulchama, as the Gemara had in Brochus, was going to Sanhedrin and Al-Piur and Vitumim, and then Al-Pimelech, and so on and so forth. But Lamaisa, the Rabban's approach, which the Tosfos brings over here as well, and then he brings the Mokar in the Sifri, is that if somebody conquers additional territory of Eretz Yisrael before the entire Eretz Yisrael itself has been conquered, it doesn't get a din of Eretz Yisrael. You only expand the Eretz Yisrael and its Kedusha once you have a kibush of the entire Eretz Yisrael the way it was given to you to be kovish. So you watch the Yerushalmi, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu says to David HaMelech, Somach Leplatin Shalcha Lo Kavashta, next door to your own palace, you haven't even conquered Yerushalayim. You're going now to conquer Aram Tzova. That doesn't make any sense. So therefore the din of Surya was never shalim that it should be a din in Eretz Yisrael. So we go down the Madrega, and in Surya we're Maskir Len Batim, and we don't say we'll make a gzeira that if we rent it they'll come to sell it, because even if we did sell it he wouldn't be over on Lo Sechanim, because it doesn't have the same din as Eretz Yisrael. But when it comes to Sadot, where we also have the problem of Afka'at Masrot, so there already we don't allow you to be Maskir. Ubechutz la'aretz, mochrim lahem batim, umaskirim Sadot, divrei Rabbi Meir. When it comes to Chutz la'aretz, there we actually will sell homes, and there's certainly no Iser in the Lo Sechanim, and we're not chayish that if somebody sells a chutzpah, he's going to come to sell in Eretz Yisrael, and we will be maskir sadot, but because we have two issues in Eretz Yisrael, we want to be gozer that people should get used to not selling sadot to akum, and therefore we say only rent it to an akum. So says Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, no, we can be much more mato than that, and we'll see what the machlokas is in the Gemara. The Eretz Yisrael maskirim lehem batim. You can rent a house, because there's no iser of lo sechanim on rentals, only on sales. Avolo sadot. But when it comes to a sad over there, we'll be gozer the rental unto the mechira, because we also have to worry about the hafkaat ma'asrot. Whereas in Surya, mochrim batim, you can even sell a bias in Surya, because he holds that there's no kedusha on a kibush yachid, as we'll see in the Gemara, who maskirin sadot, and we allow you to be maskir sadot, but not to sell because of the gezeira, a more chomer gezeira like out of Eretz Yisrael, because we have two issues to worry about if you'll come to Mechir in Eretz Yisrael. Well, b'chutz la'aretz mochrim eilu ve'eilu. According to Rabbi Yossi, in chutz la'aretz you can sell houses and fields, because it's so distant, and people who live in chutz la'aretz have never even think about Eretz Yisrael. They're never not going to come to, it's a completely different milieu. In Syria, you're next to Eretz Yisrael, you're thinking how it's going to affect the way that you can act in Eretz Yisrael. That's a very interesting point over here, is that it seems clear that the Diorites are certainly not involved in Sechirut. The only question is whether we should be Gozer. But Sechirut Batim, or Sechirut Sabot, is not considered to be an Isra of Lo Sechanein. And what's strange, do you recall, we had before the whole discussion about whether Sechirut has a din of the Kenyan. Is it considered to be his or not? We went to all kinds of different riots over there, in one direction or another. And we never brought from the Machlokas over here, where it seems clear, that the Torah answers Lo Sechanein, that it's taken for granted that it doesn't aser haskara. But if haskara is a real Kenyan, and it belongs to you, why isn't that Lo Sechanein? Why does the Gemara take it for granted? The Mishnah take it for granted. So the Gemara doesn't even bring a riot from here. So the Achronim say, the Ikar, that the din of Lo Sechanein, since it's phrased in that way, of Lo Sechanein, the meaning of it is to allow a person to park himself. And Sechirut is never, it's not real parking. Because it's only a contract lizman. This is only a contract lizman. You're not, even though they, technically he may have ownership on it, but he can't stay there. And so, there's no issue about Sechirut, never taken for granted. This it seems to be my focus, Achronim, about whether you could do a Mechira lizman, not phrase it as a Haskara. Would that have the same thing as a Haskara? In other words, that then we'll revert after the year, we revert, the ownership reverts to me.
Like okay. The Israel land laws are, they?
No, the Israel land laws are a lease. Rabbi, so this is the Bachokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yos. Now, after Bakom Shamrullah Haskir, even when we say that you're allowed to rent a house out to a goy, it doesn't mean that you can rent him a place to live. Lola Beit Dira Amru. Because if you rent in that house, he's going to bring a statue, an icon of some kind, into the house. And that's as we saw before, that's why we're very machmir on this, because the Torah doesn't even want you to have something brought into your house in any sense of it's your house. You're never allowed to go and rent out a thing that does public work on Shabbat, because people know that that's your place. So let's say Zupniks would rent out to a goy, and then they'd be open on Shabbos, and they'd be heating up things on Shabbos, and everybody, Zupniks, and all these people are working with Mr. Zupnik in it. So it'd be terrible. So Mamela, people will think that the Yisroel now has Pa'alim over there that are working for him on Shabbos and so on. It's more than a Maris Ayin in terms of Chashash. It's a element of Chilul Shabbos that it should come out that we have a concept of Afsha Milsa. Something that it makes a bad, like doing things even with a Shabbos clock, but that are done that make a lot of noise, for instance. So people will walk by the house, and you hear something, you hear your TV going on Shabbos. It's called Afsha Milsa. Says the Gemara, when you say Ein Tzarich Lomar Sadot, as if Sadot are for sure. Well, why is that? Why is a Sada worse than a house? Even maybe shouldn't be Eat Beit Tarte. Is it because there's two issues? Number one, Chada Chanayat Karka. First of all, the fact that you're being over on Lo Sechanein, and furthermore, Chada Mishum Dekal Matkalo Mi Maaser, because also now you're preventing Maaser from being given. So couldn't you say the same thing about a house? First of all, you're going to be over. If he comes to sell a house, you're going to be over on the chanayah. Like this, the house will have a mezuzah on it, and now you're giving it over to a goy. The house will not have a mezuzah on it. Amre mesharshe mezuzah chovat hadaru. It's a big difference. Because a mezuzah has nothing to do with who owns the house anyway. It has to do with who's living in the house. So it doesn't change the status at all to sell the house. It's only a question of who's going to be living in the house. And fine, if the guy buys the house and rents the house out to a Jew, it's still going to be chayav in a mezuzah. So in other words, what you did had nothing to do with the status of the house per se. Now, when it comes, however, to the actual ground of Eretz Yisrael, And apparently we're going according to the Man Yomer who holds that Yesh Kinyan La'akum La'kiyam Yidei Ma'asrot. So that now is an actual Hafkav, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael vis-a-vis Ma'aser. So that even if it's raised by Yisrael, it's going to be potter from Ma'aser because it's earth that belongs to a Goy. In which case the actual sale is the thing that's being mafkia mina Ma'aser. The Tosfos is a little troubled that we should be going back according to Man Yomer that holds Yesh Kinyan Lo V'Kilchom V'Eretz Yisrael Hafkiyam Yidei Ma'asrot. And he tries to make it work out that there should be an Hafkamina between Mezuzah and a Chiyav of Ma'asrot, even if you would hold that the Hafka'ah is in Grozeh. He's got some difficulty in doing this. Rav seems to learn that it's Poshet Adin in Hafka'ah because of Yesh Kinyan La'akum. Bisuria, Maskirim Batim. Now, why is it that you can't sell a house in Syria? Is it not because Maishna Mechir Delo? Is it not because it's a Gzeira, Mishum Mechir Deris Yisroel? Why are we not allowed to sell it? Because we're concerned that if we allow someone to sell a house in Syria, he may come also to sell a house to a Goy in Eretz Yisroel, then he'll be over on Eretz Yisroel. But if that's the case, should we not make such a takana legabe schirut as well? I mean, maybe you'll come, if we're maskir, you'll come to be maskir in Eretz Yisroel. What kind of question is that? But if the original thing is a gzeira, the mechira itself would only be a gzeira, that maybe you'll come to sell in Eretz Yisroel. So you're not nekum, nekzer, gzeira, legzeira. Well, we're going to say now, since it's asur for you to sell in Syria, because maybe you'll come to sell in Eretz Yisroel, therefore you shouldn't rent in Syria, because maybe you'll come to sell in Syria, and then you'll come to sell in Eretz. That's two steps. We never make a gzeira for another gzeira. Well, wait a minute. So then, why did we aser schirut sadeh in Syria? Because maybe you'll come from schirut sadeh to be socher in Eretz Yisroel, which is itself a gzeira, because maybe you come to mokner. So, I mean, what's the difference? Schirut sadeh to be Syria, which is a gzeira legzeira, and nobody complained about that. So, well, I understand what the difference is. We call gazrina. So, it's going to have a mistake about this whole thing. You're assuming that the issue over here is that you'll never come to an Isser D'Oraisa in Surya Gufa because it's a Kibush Yachid. That's a mistake. This Man D'Omar holds, Kasavar, Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. On the contrary, if Lamaisa, you would go ahead and actually sell in Surya, so over there you would be over on an Isser D'Oraisa. And when we answer Sirut, it's not because of Gzeira that you'll come to be Socher and Eretz Yisroel, and that itself is Gzeira because you come to me. It's because of directly Mechirot Sadeh in Syria itself, which is, in fact, an Issa D'Oraisa. The only thing is that in terms of the Gzeira of Schirut, we're not going to go so far as to Aser Schirut Batim, because there's only one problem. We have Schirut Batim, which is you'll end up with Mechirat Batim. Mashiach, when it comes to Syria, at the Sadeis, over there, we won't make a gzera because we have two issues that we're concerned about. And for two issues, we'll make a gzera. First of all, we don't want you to come lidei the yisr of Lo Sechanein. And secondly, we don't want you to be mafkia ma'asrot. So therefore, this man yomrot kibush yachich me kibush. So that the itpei tarte, by the sada, you have two issues that concern us, gazru be rabbanan. There the rabbanan, we're concerned. But team the let butarte, where there's only a single issue, he might come to the over. In this case, logas rubahu rabbanan. Bechutz la'aretz, when it comes to chutz la'aretz, we're mechalek, that you could sell according to Rabbi Meir, and you can only rent, however, when it comes to sadot. Why is that? Again, because sadeh eat butarte, gazubu rabbanan. Since you may come to sell a sadeh in Eretz Yisrael, which would involve you in doing two separate serving rabbanan with gozer. Batim, where even if you come to sell an Eretz Yisroel, you would only be over in the Lo Sechanein. So over there, let Butarti lo gazer bo rabbanan. So this is all Rabbi Meir's shita. Rabbi Yossi's shita is Be'eretz Yisrael, maskirim lahem batim. Mashenkin, when it comes to Sadot, you cannot even rent an Eretz Yisroel. Why is that? Because Sadot, again, we have two reasons to be gozer, so we wanted you to avoid it entirely, even the Schirut. Batim the let behutarte, but when it comes to homes where you're only going to be over in the Lotzecha name, over there, logos rabbeinu rabbanan, and therefore you can rent out the house. The Surya you could even sell. Now, obviously, Rav Yossi is not arguing here about a gzera. If he holds you can even sell, he must be arguing me ikar hadin, and he holds that it's mutter to sell in Surya because kasavar kibush yachid lo shmei kibush. In other words, we have here a machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, about whether the kedusha of Surya is a kedusha d'oraisa or not. That's the issue. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi, who says kibush yachid lav shmei kibush, and therefore the only question over here is whether we should be gozer in Surya atu what you might do in Eretz Israel. So again, we have that distinction. Sadedi patarte gazru barabanan patim delet buhutarte lo gazru barabanan. So even in the din of Surya, we're concerned that if we allow you to go ahead and to be mocher sadeh, you may come to be mocher sadeh in Eretz Yisrael. If you'll do that, you'll be goring two ra'ot, and that we don't want to have.
Why is going
It's not. We answer that it's not. No. The Gemara asked, it's not kiyah from a mezuzah, and it answered, why is it not kiyah from a mezuzah? It depends who lives in the house. Okay, big deal. I mean, that's not my concern. Whoever will use it, we'll use it, but it's not a din in my house. Let's say I own a house and I don't have anything in the house, I don't live in the house, I don't have to put a mezuzah on the house. There's no kiyah to have a mezuzah on a house.
That a Jew owns that doesn't occupy?
Right. It's not occupy in any way, including storage. I have no fear from it. So there's no din of mezuzah on a home. There's a din in a mezuzah in which you live. Beitecha, you know, in which a Jew lives. Continues the Gemara. B'chutz la'aretz, according to Rabbi Yossi, you could be mocher. And we're not concerned, b'chlof, but even if it's a sadeh, my time, like, even the mirchak lo gazru, it's so far away, and it's so far away psychologically, and then he's going to come, and he's going to learn from how he was knowing, the chutzlars, he's going to come to sell a field in there, to throw what shakas we have, b'chlof. So maybe we're not concerned about him, such a gazer. Om Rav Yudam, Shmuel, halachic Rav Yossi, that's how we paskin l'kula, like Rav Yossi. Om Rav Yossi, but, he said, no, even Rav Yossi was matir, renting. It's only on condition. You have to be careful not to make a neighborhood, a goyish neighborhood. No, we're talking about the first part of the Mishnah. The kama shchuna, tanaim shchuna pkuta mishlosha b'nei adam. Yeah, you have to have three families. So you want to go ahead and sell to a goy, you have to be careful that you're not creating a mokum of chibur for of the Avodah Zarah.
There's already two already there, then you couldn't sell for
the chibur. Right. Mm-hmm. The Lachush Dumas, Yilhai, Yisrael, Lamaz, Vilachado, Vikilkov. I mean, why don't we have the typical neighborhood busting approaches, where one Jew sells to one guy, and then that guy, of course, sells off, builds an apartment building, and he's got a bunch of black families there, and there goes the neighborhood. This is the way that they used to do the block busting, they go. So how do we know that he won't go? He'll split up the property, he'll sell to another too, meaning including himself. Now obviously, the issue over here has nothing to do with Lifnei Iver, and therefore, what we're doing is we're borrowing the Lashon that we used earlier in the Perek, in which we were talking about Lifnei Iver, and we're using it sort of as a simile. In other words, we're just saying that, okay, one step we're concerned with, two steps we're not concerned with. Ad kidei kach, we're not concerned. Rashi says also that Lashon, Klomar, as if to say, we don't go that far. Tosfos also points out that this is merely a simon. It's not meant seriously a concept of Lifnei Iver. Although, he says, maybe you could learn that since the din of Shchuna is to avoid damage to Jews, because you start building a neighborhood of goyim among Jews, that's can often cause problems. So maybe you could call that Lifnei Iver in a sense.
Why is the sale because it's against the Torah? I mean, any sale that would have been done, why shouldn't that just be bundled with the Torah?
Well, I don't know what zone you're talking about.
The sale of Eretz Yisrael to a goy, and it could be sale to however Arabs acquired land, whatever the usage of sex. Why isn't it just blessed? Yeah.
That's a big sugya that's in Tamura, essentially. Called the Koman, the Amarach, one of those Savidi, Ovid Lomahani, which Bezrat Hashem will be getting to next year. That's impatient. After Makom Shamrullah Haskir, so now what do you say? Even a place where they said it's mutter to rent, now, that means that apparently there is a place where it's also to rent. But according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no such place. There is no location where you can't rent out a house. Right? So, and we're only talking about houses. So Mekladi Kedukah to Lo Mugri Stoma to Rabbi Meir. Obviously, this part of the Mishnah is taking into consideration Rabbi Meir. She's just saying, even in a place where Rabbi Meir was Matir, and of course all places like Rabbi Yossi, where Rabbi Yossi is Matir, the Rabbi Yossi beholdeth the Mugri. According to Rabbi Yossi, you can rent anywhere a house, right? And therefore, it doesn't make sense to say Af b'makom. Uvchol makom lo yizkar, wherever it is that you are, you mustn't rent out a merchatz to a goy. Why? Because it's called your merchatz. Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer lo yizkar adam merchatzo lo vekochavim mipnei shenikra al shmo. Because if you rent it out, it still has your original name on it. It's like, yeah, like Zupnik's exactly. We're going to. And all of a sudden, Zupnik is owned by a guy or is rented by a guy. I mean, it's still called Zupnik. It's like there's restaurants in the Lower East Side that are selling Chazer treif, you know, but they're still called Katz's Delicatessen, you know.
Doesn't the home
market sometimes rent out? Katz's is always true.
Doesn't the home market rent out to the weekend
of non-kosher
thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Vyovik Yokovim goes ahead and he does work on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, and people think that you hired these people to do Malacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So what are you saying? You're saying that what? It's a daska to an Ovik Yochavim, but what, you could rent it out to a Kuti Maishori? I mean, why? Because a Kuti keeps Shabbos, so he's not going to do Malacha. But what about Chol HaMoed? The Kuti will do Malacha Chol HaMoed because he doesn't believe in anything that isn't written in the Bible. So why don't we say Eimar Avid Bein Malacha V'Cholo Shel Moed, and people will say that the Jew now is working on Chol HaMoed. The Cholo Shel Moed and Anami Avina. I mean, we're also allowed to do Malacha Chol HaMoed that's needed for the Moed, and there's certainly people need to take baths and so on. So why wouldn't we heat up the merchatz? Okay, I mean, once we'd say that, I mean, the fact that there may be a lot of other stuff going on in there that isn't absolutely necessary, I mean, maybe we're not matzid on it, it's not so glaring. Now, this halacha, it's very strange, because why dafka merchatz? I mean, there's a lot of things you could say about this, right? I mean, you could say the same thing about, like, Moshe Baruch, what about a hotel, what about a field, I mean, why would we say, don't, I mean, if somebody goes ahead, you'll enter into a sharecropping agreement with somebody, with a guy. And now that guy's going to be working, you'll say the same thing. So why, asks the Gemara, what is so unique about all of this? It's mashma from here. Sadehu lovikachavimai. Well, what about the din of rental to a guy? You don't have a problem. You're saying it's shari. It's mutter. Why? Because that's the norm. Everybody knows that a hotel can do weekends, or everybody knows that a field is done with arisut. And that's the normal way that you do your work with a field. So my time, arisa, arisute ka'avi. Because people will automatically assume that this is a sharecropper. So can't we say the same thing about a merchatz? Merchatz nami amrit? Arisa take of it. Why don't we say some group rented the merchatz? I mean, why would people be choshed you? And answers the Gemara, this is precisely why we mention merchatz uniquely. Because arisa, the merchatz lo ad de inshi. A merchatz is the type of thing that people do not rent out. It's too delicate, there's too many things that can be wrecked, it's too easy to burn out the floors, have to rebuild the whole thing. And it's simply not done. Now, obviously, where it is done, we just talked about La Halacha, because there have actually been cases like this, in the swimming pools and so on, where there were Piskei Halachot, and basically all of the poskim agree. There's no specific din. I wouldn't say all the poskim. There's one tshuva that claims that since the original takana in the Mishnah in terms of merchat, it was a given takana in merchat. But most poskim agree that the merchat is simply an example of the type of thing that would never be rented out in a particular society. So obviously if nowadays merchat is rented out, it's exactly the same thing as anybody else, and you have insurance on losses and so on, it's no different than anything else. Of course you'd be allowed to rent out the merchat.
Do you see the equivalent of the changes now
that
the Shabbos
clock
from the original
side? No. Because the question of Avsha is a, as I said, is not a Maris Ayin bin. The question of Avsha is a loosening of the covet of Shabbos bin. It's not because people are going to be choshed you, but rather because television's going on Shabbos and noisy appliances going on Shabbos. It's just,
I was just thinking of the lights and the other things that were most of the initial stuff
against it. Light is not option. Option means noisy, and the light burning is not option. Fine. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, lo yaskir adam sadeo v'kuti mipnei shenikret al shmo. V'kuti zeo sebo milacha v'cholo shomoed. Now Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, his approach is that you cannot rent your field out to a kuti because it's called your field, and this guy's going to be doing malacha during kolamoe in a field, and you're not allowed to do that. So when you're saying kuti, the implication is that my problem is with the kuti, but if it would be a goy, there would be no problem, as we just said. Because Arisa, everybody knows that the guy is doing his job. I mean, so what, understand. If you rent it out to a kuti, why would people think that you're doing the malacha any more than the goy is doing the malacha? So, yachi kuti nami, arisa, if this principle holds, that when a guy is working in a place that nobody considers that his work is being done for the original owner because it's a norm to have a sharecropper, what's an afkamina? Whether the sharecropper is Jewish, or whether it's an afkam, or whether he's a kuti, whatever he'll do is his own business, basically. Says the Gemara, oh, you're absolutely right. This whole approach of the arisut question, that everybody assumes arisute aviv, is not true according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Arisut tells Reb Shimon ben Elazar, letle, he does not hold of that svara at all. On the contrary, the reason that it says kuti over here, which is that a goy would be mutter, is not because of the arisut, but rather because you can make conditions with the goy. And you can tell him, I don't want you to be doing malacha on Shabbos. And that's part of our deal. I'm a Jewish guy, I'm a religious guy, and I'm telling you this is prohibited. So therefore, my time of mutar, I'm reading like it's saying. You tell a goy what the rules are, and the goy follows the rules. So if you tell a kuti, he'll also follow the rules. No, a kuti is too Jewish. He'll never follow the rules. Seriously. Kuti lo tzayit, he's not going to listen to what you say. He'll say, what are you talking about? I know better than you. Which is a typical Jewish response, which should be a riot. That's kutim are actual gerim. It's the machlokas for the kuti per gerim. So here, enos inami, we're going according to Mandi Yomar, who holds that they're real gerim. And the kuti will say, anagamir natsveini nach. Listen, buddy, don't come tell me your stupidities about this. I know the dinim of kol shamoi better than you. And I'll tell you this the way we've been doing it in our home for ages. We never heard of such a thing. It's some kind of new religious phenomenon. And there's no such thing as kol shamoi. And I'm not interested in hearing about it. And therefore, he's not going to follow your rules. So then, yachi, if that's the case, then why is the issue? I mean, if you're telling me now that we're talking about a kuti, that's your real concern. That the kuti is going to be doing malachi or kolamoid. And the point of ihachi, Tosus explains, is that, in other words, if you would tell me that kuti was mentioned not specifically, but rather kuti, even a kuti, and koshin in a goy. Okay, so then I would say we're talking about the problem of nikrei tal shmo. Because that's something that would apply across the board. But if you're telling me it's something unique about a kuti, then why don't we deal with the other issue that's unique about a kuti, which is, since you're considering this kuti to be Jewish, so why isn't there a problem with me there? You could simply say the issue with the kuti is because now you're going to give him something to do malacha, that's aser. So typically, mishum lifnei iver lo titein michshol. Why are we saying that the only problem over here is that it's yours and that he's going to be doing malacha? He's got a problem. Says the Gemara Yochanan, we're not ignoring that. Chodavot kamar, we're not saying this is the only reason. We're saying, I mean, first of all, obviously there's a problem with name verma that you know. But we want you to know that you cannot rely on a kuti to keep the rules. And therefore you've got this problem of mipneishni kreit alshmon. Chodesh tov. Chodesh mevorach. Yom shenatal eser atarot. And I'm quite concerned about Sarah Rosh. I don't know where he's been. I just said I'm quite concerned. I don't know where he's been. Sarah Rosh.